Welcome to AU Radio!
Welcome to Once Upon a Storytime.
Welcome into the AU Radio Comics Corner.
Okay, welcome to the Word Warren. We're going to talk about books.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of Game Cabinet.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to AU Radio.
Welcome to AU Radio. I'm Hannah. With me today is Sarah.
Carrie.
And Drew.
Drew, Carrie, Sarah, Hannah, nice to see everybody.
Woo!
Perfect, on point.
Perfect, on point.
Nice throwback.
For
a long time.
You could say it's technically a throwback Thursday.
Oh, recording on a Thursday. Hannah, well played.
Ooh. Sorry, Drew.
She's not sorry.
I'm not, even a little bit. If you're tuning in, you'll notice that I don't have a show title for this. There is no call tags. This is the last voyage of the AU Radio podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all things come to an end at some point.
Yep. We've been doing this since July of 2017. Not us.
Yeah.
The store. Adventures.
Mm-hmm. That's 6 years and okay. Some change.
Yeah.
Heck of a long time.
I think you and me have been involved one way, shape, or another with it since the start.
Just about, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just about. I wasn't here for the very, very beginning, but not long after.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the store is approaching 50 in dog years.
I know, right? getting old, man. But, yeah, the times are a-changing, things are going different directions, mm-hmm. and we wanted to do a wrap-up episode with as many of us as we could. George, unfortunately, couldn't be here. I told him if he wasn't able to make it that I was going to tell all of our listeners to give him the thumbs down. The next time you see him. So now I've said that.
Brutal.
Yeah. Don't actually tease George too much. He's a very nice person.
He just does not deserve it. Maybe like a sideways thumb, a neutral thumb.
Yeah, like neutral. Like, yeah. Man, would have been nice to have you here.
I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
Ooh, hit him with that parent guilt.
Ooh. But we've been doing the newest iteration of AU Radio, which is Game Cabinet, Storytime, and Word Warren, for almost 3 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, man, I didn't see us going that long.
Right?
If I'm going to be totally honest, I was like, each of these is like a really fun idea, but I feel like we're going to run out of steam after like maybe a year and a half, mm-hmm. and we're going to have to pivot and find new things to talk about. And we went for almost 3 years, which was...
I mean, Game Cabinet always had RPGs. That was always my infinite run, like runway. I was like, well, that works.
We don't have anything else to talk about.
We'll talk about RPGs right? again.
I always had ideas for more story time, mm-hmm. like at adapting older stories rather than just retelling mm-hmm. from books.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different level of time investment that we just didn't have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, there's never-ending sea of books to talk about.
For sure.
Yeah, it's not like we would have run out of content. I just figured we'd run out of steam eventually.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But it seems like we didn't need to run out of steam. We have been censored.
No. Oh, no.
That's not true. That's not true. We have more time that needs to be spent elsewhere. And, you know, as fun as the podcast is,
AU is looking at
big changes. Possibly.
Hopeful.
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 Hopeful. Changes.
I don't know anything. I sit in the corner.
I mean, I sit up here. So,
you know, that'd be kind of nice some days. Right. I do get to sit in a corner some days. That's fair.
They're going
to
take my studio and turn it into an office space.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 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 I've got, see that desk there right behind me. It's taking up like all of my space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have all this cool audio equipment for events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say that this is like the final AU Radio ever. It'll be the last podcast format, but, you know, we're keeping the copyrights to AU Radio Podcast Network, and, you know, down the road there might be YouTube channels or something, but don't laugh at me, Drew.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the faces you make, okay?
I don't know the plan.
Yeah.
Who knows what will come.
Who knows what dreams may come of these.
Yes. But for the foreseeable.
For the foreseeable. And it's been a hell of a ride.
Mm-hmm. It really has been.
Mm-hmm. From our original pilot episode of just a bunch of people sitting around a table talking about stuff.
Yeah.
we have come full circle. We are, once again, a bunch of people sitting around a table talking about stuff. So getting into talking about stuff, what kind of stuff do you guys want to talk about?
So I've got a good, an oldie but a goodie kind of style throwback. Did you guys hear that the Elon Musk fight is back on and now back off or temporarily suspended again?
It's never going to happen.
Okay. I had not heard that, no.
So it got canceled. This is the kind of internet my people at home keep up with.
Can I get context about the Elon Musk fight? Okay. Because I am not on the internet.
Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are going to have a cage match for charity.
So it got canceled the first time.
I wish I could show the listeners my face.
So it got canceled the first time because Elon Musk's mom told him no.
His mom?
Straight up, his mom was worried for his health, so he canceled
it. That sounds like Elon Musk was scared and hiding behind his mother.
And then he took a whole bunch of flack, and then he put it back on.
Yeah.
But now he's having a health issue.
Oh, no.
And has to suspend it until this health issue is taken care of.
Elon Musk is afraid of Mark Zuckerberg.
I was going to say, whereas Mark Zuckerberg the entire time has been like, I've been working out. Like, I've been, like, meeting up with professionals.
Yeah, Elon
like,
is like, fucking afraid. Sorry.
He's pardon. Like, I'm afraid.
Pardon my friend.
But he's like, I'm super excited about
this. Will bleep that. I will bleep that out for you.
I appreciate it.
But he's like, I'm super excited. I think this is going to be really fun. It's actually put me in a point where, like, I'm learning self-defense things because I'm about to go do this thing. Cool. I'm eating a little bit healthier. And he's like, Mark Zuckerberg is like, this is going to be great when it happens.
There's also, like, 20 years difference between them in age.
Seriously.
Like, Mark Zuckerberg works out. He trains. He does stuff. Elon Musk is just a rich dude. He knows he's gonna get beat up. He knows it.
Then he shouldn't have agreed to it in the first place.
He's too
a personal problem of Elon Musk's that we all now have to deal with.
It is. It is. He's too vain and thinks too highly of himself. This is now officially an anti-Elon Musk podcast.
Well, this is partly why I don't go. Don't go on social media.
Right.
I can avoid this.
I love social media for that reason, because it is endlessly amusing to me.
I can see that. Two sides of the same coin.
These are the things I go home and have to hear about all the time.
You know what? That is probably the funniest thing I've heard, and I'm glad that it wasn't, hey, harking on a throwback, MoviePass news.
I almost looked up MoviePass news.
There is no MoviePass news. I think it died, and we're never going to, we're going to let it die. It's not going to be Pet Cemetery where it just keeps coming back. It's just going to die. Let it die with us.
Although, speaking of movies, I had a Barbenheimer kind of week.
Ooh, you had a Barbenheimer kind of week?
I did have a Barbenheimer kind of week.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Oppenheimer. And then a few days later saw Barbie.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice.
They were both pretty good. I will say that I personally preferred Barbie just a little bit more.
Yeah.
The 3-hour Oppenheimer runtime was just...
That's a long movie.
It was a long movie. About academics. Which is...
Cool.
If you're in for it, you're in for it. Like, it's cool if you're in for it, but it is a long, very dry movie. And so you have to be ready for that.
That's fair. That's fair.
Katie from the podcast went and saw that.
Did she?
Yeah, her and the kiddo went and saw it, and they had an absolute blast.
Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Barbie.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
They joked to everybody who asked them which one they were here to see. They told everybody Oppenheimer.
Amazing.
Barbie was
really
good.
I need to go see
very
it.
Good.
There's also, by the time this podcast airs, The Last Voyage of the Demeter will be out.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's Dracula on a high sailing seas. Ship.
Oh, yeah.
So excited
about
it.
Yeah, I'm really stoked about that one.
I think there's a little group of us from work that's, like, making plans to go.
Yes. Yes, because we have to.
Because we have to.
I'm like, legally obligated. It's in my contract. I have to go see vampire movies if they come out.
On your contract?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You know what? Maybe I should have added that clause to my contract.
Just
when
all vampire movies. Except.
Must attend.
Except Twilight. I patently refuse.
There's an exception in there specifically for Twilight.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's
that extra fine print.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I added that in myself. It's handwritten.
An important stipulation.
In crayon.
In crayon. All right, you know what?
Hey, it's good enough for government work.
Right? As long as they sign off on it.
Any other movies you guys are looking forward to?
I mean, Dracula on a boat.
Dracula on a boat
is really, like, consuming my movie awareness right now.
How about, right. How about, not movie, how about that Baldur's Gate 3?
I have not played it.
I have already sucked. So I bought it in pre-order or early access.
Of course you did.
I bought it like, I think I bought it in March or so. Like 6 months. They were like, yeah, it's going to come out this year.
See, this is how unaware I am of stuff that's going on because like I absolutely loved Baldur's Gate 1 and 2. I played the shit out of them.
So it's.
And I didn't know until 2 days before the release that there was even a third one coming out.
Oh, yeah. They had great early access. I got in pretty late. And I think the only thing they were missing by the time I got in was I think they just added Bard. So all they were missing was like half orc, dragonborn, and monk, I think was the only things they were really missing. But it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
Like it's stupid fun. If you guys know who Divinity Original Sins is.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I mean it is just Divinity.
It's done by the same studio that does that. They've that studio's produced two games, Divinity Original Sin and Divinity Original Sin 2, and that is it. Mm-hmm. I played some of Divinity Original Sin 2.
I've heard great things about the Divinity.
Really
games.
Good, really long, really long.
Fair. Well, it sounds like Baldur's Gate is shaping up to be really long.
It can be really long. I think some people have already like found the minimum play time, which I think is still like 40 hours. But
that's plenty of time.
That's yeah, but I mean, time. Like, yeah. I liked Pillars of Eternity, and I barely ever got into that game because of the fact that you find your secret base, and then under your secret base is a mega dungeon. And I'm that person who will just beat my face against the wall until I beat that floor and go to the next floor.
Hey, that's a whole mood. I am also that kind of player.
Like, oh, this is hard. Well, I guess I'll just sit here and figure out how to, like, get the right buffs onto the right people and how to come at it the right way.
Right?
Baldur's Gate, I've played through most of the first act already. Like, nice. Before now. And it's been a blast. And now, I think I'm halfway through the first act.
Nice.
On my newest character. And I'm having a
I have purposely not purchased it. It is in my cart.
It will consume your life.
Waiting. Well, and that's why I haven't purchased it yet, because I have too much going on right now, and I am aware of who I am as a person.
So I will say...
I mean, at least you're aware, you know.
That's
strange. I will say, maybe get ready to buy a box fan for your computer, because on low settings... My computer's been being funky, but there shouldn't be any reason that it's running as hot as it is. Mm. But at the same time, Baldur's Gate makes it run hot. Yeah. Like, I can run a lot of other things and be, like, I can run Call of Duty and be pretty okay.
I'm also debating whether or not I'm going to buy it on my PC or if I'm going to buy it on my PlayStation.
PlayStation might be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a Twitch streamer friend who wants... Who was like, I'm just going to buy all of you Baldur's Gate on Steam. And I was like, listen, if you buy it for me on Steam, then I can also just buy it for me on my PlayStation. And I can play with you guys on Steam and then play my own on PlayStation.
Oh, yes. I have been... That's also why my computer hasn't been particularly happy about it. I've also been trying my hardest to play split screen.
Oh.
Ooh. To the point... So on PC only, there is split screen. So like,
so you can play with somebody in your own house.
Yeah, like okay. Kyle and I have been playing together. Katie and I have started playing together. I actually have a little like USB AC unit that I've started putting in front of my computer.
You need that, yeah.
I put it in front of my computer so that my like two front intake fans can take like fresh AC into it, and then have that help cool my graphics card, and it's actually working a lot better, and I'm really happy.
There you go.
I think I just need to put my...
It's just an external cooling unit.
Yeah. I just need to get my liquid coolant onto my CPU, and I think that'll help sort of get me when that's like not taking up so much of the extra
hole. I'm curious to see how my computer does, because it's not super new, but it was designed as a gaming computer, so it's got a pretty decent... cooling system already in it.
Yeah, then you should do okay. Like I said, I think I need to cool down, like put my liquid coolant back in.
Yeah.
And then that'll reduce the overall heat in the box, and then more of that cold air can go towards
cooling
my GPU.
I do need to blow my computer out though, because
Yeah.
I've got a cat.
Yeah. The never-ending cat.
I just got a couple of cans of compressed air for exactly that reason.
Well, mine's got like a mesh top that is really nice for airflow.
Yep.
But the mesh top is magnetic on there, and so occasionally it slides a little bit.
I have one like that.
And like, I'm like, dude, it's just hair.
Just fluff. Yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I need to do is block the shelf that it's next to, because she sleeps on that shelf.
Oh, yeah.
And she needs to not sleep on that shelf anymore.
That would make a big difference.
But you try telling a cat where it can sleep.
Yeah, exactly. It's like telling a dog not to lick. Looking at you, Nami.
Pointed eye contact with the dog. Nami, it's so nice to have you back in the studio with us today.
Such a sweetie.
Such a
sweetie.
Here on my first episode, she'll be here.
Aww.
She's just an important part of our comical relief on Game Cabinet.
Yeah. I mean, she breaks the tension occasionally. And every now and then, we have Mavis just come over and like, hang out.
Yeah. Like, wander through.
Our store good girls.
Just the goodest dogs, the best employees.
Yes.
Employee of the month every month.
We have two.
Yes. She's like, you're talking about me. I got to come over and get some
shit. My ears are burning. You need to scritch them.
No. I was really looking forward to having George here. Sad that he's not.
Yeah.
Because George has been on the podcast longer than any of us.
Yeah. Episode 8.
Yeah. Episode 8.
So at least episode 8 that you can find that we published.
Hmm.
Which should be actual episode 8.
Yeah.
Which, theoretically.
Well, yeah. But I know some of my people are going to be like, well, actually. And I'm going to have to be like, yeah, I don't care.
Listen, don't care. I wanted to know some of George's favorite memories of the podcast because he's been around forever.
Yeah. Oh, you know his favorite part is I might have poop in my beard, but I'm still a wizard. That hasn't gone away since it's happened.
You know you're not wrong.
You know that's his favorite. The Lord of the Rings movies had just come out.
Radagast. Oh, okay. Yep.
Radagast the Brown. I may have poop in my beard, but I'm still a wizard. You know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not wrong. That is probably. But do you guys have any favorite? Anything you want to reminisce about? Any favorite episodes, moments, least favorite moments? I mean, we can be critical of ourselves now.
It's fine. It's true.
No, everything we did was awesome.
Everything we did was awesome. Amazing.
We're perfect.
We are. Flawless. Flawless.
Flawless is the correct
word. I work really hard to make sure we sound flawless.
Aww, yeah. Hannah, you do such a great job.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Once I figured out the volume levels.
Valid.
Because like our first like 3 or 4 episodes I posted.
Oh man, was I just screaming into that mic.
Yeah. And our volume was so low though. Like I had one of our Patreon people actually reached out to me and was like, hey man, the levels on your episodes are real quiet.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, huh, they sound really loud to me. And then I realized it's because I was editing at 100% volume on the computer, which makes things very loud.
Right.
And so I was editing everything quieter so that it didn't hurt my ears.
Uh-huh.
So now I edit on like 35%.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. There you
go. See? Smart. Listen, nobody taught me how to use any of this equipment, okay?
Self-taught.
Hey, you figured it out.
I will say Travis taught me how to use the Zoom. He taught me how to record.
That's an important function.
You self-taught and you ran us for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was great.
It was great.
It was great.
It was a lot of fun.
It actually was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm glad that we didn't do them every single week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
A lot of episodes. I don't know how Standard AU Radio managed it.
Dude, I don't.
Like back in the day when it was just Travis and Sam and they were churning out episodes.
They must have been doing less editing.
They were.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
And they were taking stuff home.
Oh, yeah, that is very much frowned upon these
They also
days.
Had a quick action soundboard for a lot of things that they'd have to normally edit out later. That they could just smack a button and censor people for, and it cut back a couple seconds and stuff like that.
Oh, that's handy.
Technically, I have that too, but I don't know how to use it, so I don't.
Nobody trained you on this,
so I don't touch it.
I'm not blaming you.
No, I know.
Just saying, they were taught how to do that, so it made it a lot easier to when you'd have to hit that to be able to just smack down and slap that real quick and cut it a lot faster.
They had the music piped directly into the soundboard, so it was just like automatically on the recordings. I put our music in post. We don't get to listen to our intros anymore. We just have to pretend that they're there.
I don't know if I remember what Game Cabinet sounds like.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
Fair.
The last episode's already recorded anyway.
Yep. We're good. It's music.
It's music.
It sounds a little bit like arcade music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. By Purple Planet. Cubian Purple Planet. I love Purple Planet. Big shout out to Purple Planet with their royalty-free music
that
we get to use on all of our shows. Their stuff is amazing.
So wonderful. So kind.
So kind.
Such generosity.
If you ever need royalty-free music, you can go to purpleplanet.com, get royalty-free music, or you can pay them for their music also, which gives you better licensing.
Yeah.
big shout out. Not a sponsor. Too late to be a sponsor.
Hashtag could have.
Hashtag cool. Could have been a sponsor. Would have shouted them out every single episode till the end of time.
I was going to say about the, because like, I would have loved to have recorded every single week. It would have been so much fun. But I just, every single month that we recorded, I was like, I hate doing research and I don't want to do so much research. And I want to simplify the podcast so that I don't have to do so much research. And then I would still do all the research.
I know.
And I would come with like 3 pages of research. And I'm like, why did I do all of this? I was trying to simplify anyway.
I know. We tried to simplify to like 3 times because we like started one way. And then like the second season, we were like, we're going to change it up a little bit. And then like third season, we were like, we're really going to change it up.
Just lax.
It's going to be like lackadaisical. It's fine. And then you still just show up with like a book.
And I was like, I didn't realize this about myself until
that you like to be prepared.
That I like to be prepared. Apparently,
that was partly why I liked how I formatted mine from the beginning, was because it was so simple.
Mm-hmm.
I found a story, and then I sat down and I read it.
Yeah.
And then you just had to deal with me back in the peanut gallery.
Right, and we had some peanut gallery moments, which actually were really fun. I really enjoyed those. Like Hannah's commentary on what the heck is going on this story.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they not just move the hammer?
Why did you leave the hammer in the rafters? Oh my god, just take it down.
But it freaked him out so much. What if it should fall, Hannah?
What if it should fall? Wouldn't that be just terrible?
It would.
It would be so terrible.
I could cry about it.
You could cry about it, or you could
move the hammer.
Like how everybody said that. Thank you for the simultaneous moment, everybody.
Or just me screaming about fairy shoes.
I mean, don't put them on.
Don't put on the fairy shoes.
Drew, if you found a pair of shoes in the wood, would you put them on?
No.
Why?
Because you shouldn't just put on random shoes.
See, this is a lesson that had to be included in fairy tales.
What, really?
Yes!
No, like, for real, don't ever put on just random shoes. Have you never heard of Fable once?
Right? But it was in Fables because I think the idea was that you're not supposed to put on other people's garments. I think it, like, maybe was supposed to apply to more than just shoes, but shoes were a very common example.
It's weird.
People put shoes on and don't know where they're going to take them.
But you know what? It worked out.
Works out in some stories if the protagonist is a nice little boy or girl.
Yep.
But,
yep.
Also, doesn't always work out.
Doesn't always work out. Just don't.
More frequently does not.
I just finished editing the fairy tale tropes episode, so this is fresh in my brain.
Yep.
With like just
that was a really fun episode.
Don't put on weird garments in the forest. Don't eat weird food in the forest.
Yeah. Don't eat random food you find out in the wherever you are.
See, I like Drew's. He's just like, you're just not supposed to put on weird clothes that you find. And
the food part, I'm 100% okay with. I'm like, well, if nobody's around.
And he's just like, that's just a common thing that you just shouldn't do because shouldn't. Fairy tales. And I was like, you shouldn't put on shoes that you find in the forest because somebody got murdered. And those are murder shoes.
Yeah, that evidence was Hannah's take on the lesson was like, clearly.
My first thought is that there's probably like some sort of venomous or poisonous spider living in the shoe of it.
See, Sarah's mind immediately goes to the threat inside of the shoes rather than what caused the
little
shoes
scorpion
to be
thing.
Smack the heels of the shoe together.
Yeah,
I'm just shake them.
I'm not. And then you throw the scorpions out.
Yeah.
Whatever your reason for avoiding the random mysterious pair of shoes is, yeah. It's good enough. You should avoid the random mysterious pair of shoes.
Yeah. Be wary of old ladies. Nobody ever seen holes.
Don't just wear random shoes.
Don't just wear random shoes, man. Especially when they fall out of the sky.
Especially when they fall out of the sky.
Terrible plan, really.
I mean, but those shoes could be worth so much money. That's why it's such a bad plan.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he didn't wear the shoes. They just fell on him.
True.
And then he got arrested because of his
no good
pig stealing great, great, great grandfather.
How are you supposed to avoid shoes fall if they fall out of the sky and hit you, though?
Run. Just
running. Just okay, leave. So the real lesson. If you see shoes and you don't know who their owner is, run.
Run. Get out.
Flee immediately. Just. If you take nothing else away from this, our final episode, take that lesson to heart, dear listeners. Keep it forever within you.
Just makes me think of Munchkin. Evil duck. Why'd you put the duck on your head? You should know better.
You should know better.
You should. Right. You should know better. Why would you put a duck on your head anyway?
Especially a duck in a dungeon.
I'm going to have to put a duck in a dungeon.
Don't put it on your head.
Don't put it on your head.
You guys are gonna break into one of the vaults.
Cannot account for the actions of my character.
You guys are going to do one of the heists, and just in one of the vaults, there's just going to be a duck hat. A hat with a duck on it.
See, depending which character I play, mm-hmm. I have a druid. I don't know, druids like ducks. Just saying, generally, like, I feel like...
I'm going to build this magic item.
Please do!
I'm going to build
Please
it.
Please put it in our D&D campaign. Please see how we respond. I wish that I could say we
I'm gonna call it. I'm going to call it the hat most foul.
Foul play, perhaps?
This whole campaign is going to be duck puns.
That's Thank it. You. I'm so excited.
That's it. That's what I'm running now. Yay. It's not a heist campaign anymore. Everyone go home.
It's a duck campaign.
It's ducks. Poultry.
The real treasure was the ducks you found along the way. God.
I got to at least hand out some magical items this week.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Divert us from ducks.
Divert us from ducks. I mean, those were some fun magic items.
Yeti fur.
The bottle of Yeti fur.
Bottle of Yeti fur.
It makes you furry.
Oh, that's fun.
It increases your AC, actually.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
I did not expect that part. I won't lie. I blindly picked some magical items and gave them out. I literally decided to rank them based off of their gold value, and that alone.
Fun.
So we got some really weird stuff. Some really cool stuff, but really weird stuff.
Oh, well, that is fun, though.
Like the robe of threads.
The robe of infinite twine.
The robe of infinite twine.
That does not sound like a comfortable robe to wear.
None of us took it.
None of them.
It's in the party loot bag now.
Is its function literally providing infinite amounts of
yeah,
different 150 feet of twine or 50 feet of rope, but if you bring it to its like maximum length,
yeah,
it breaks the robe. It's cheap to fix, but it breaks the robe technically.
So you just have to take out like 30 foot like increments.
Yeah,
okay.
It's in the loot bag now.
Okay.
Everyone was
maybe
like
sometimes useful, but
no, there was just a bunch of random weird crap. Like, I think great. One of the few useful items was the Belt of Tumbling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which gives you extra
I really want
acrobatics.
I really want the boots of the cat.
Those.
But I think everybody wants those.
Everybody wants those after.
There are boots now, comrades.
After Leah and Katie fell, everybody wants the boots. They fell like 100 feet, so they took like 96 falling damage.
Mm-hmm.
I think Katie summoned a dolphin under herself.
Under Alfred.
Yeah, under Leah. And then proceeded to hit the ground herself and watched Leah's character just splat a dolphin.
The dolphin got turned into paste.
They fell 90 feet and they instantly were like, dolphin! And I was like, dolphin? I'm pretty sure you have summoned natural ally too. You could have summoned, you know, these cool things called giant eagles.
That would have been helpful.
It would have been really helpful, but dolphins.
I was so mad because levitate is one of the spells on my spell list.
Yeah.
And I didn't prepare it for the day because I didn't think it would be useful. And so I was just sitting there as they're falling to their deaths, and I was like, man, I sure wish I had levitate prepared.
That sucks.
But yeah, ever since they took a trip to the splash zone, everybody's a little nervous about falling now. And
valid.
And the boots of the cat make it so regardless of how far you fall, it's as if the DM rolled natural ones on all of their dice.
Oh, that's nice.
So
that's real nice.
So the 90 feet, instead of taking like 20 plus damage.
Taking like 9.
You take 9.
They're taking 9 damage, yeah. And they're like, that doesn't feel that good, doesn't but feel I'm good, fine.
But you know, I'm going to make it. Like,
right.
It's rough on the knees because you always fall feet first. You always land on your feet?
Yeah.
So it's a little rough on the knees.
A little rough on the knees.
9 points of damage straight to the knees. Straight to the knees.
Take
a little tiny stress fracture. some
disadvantage on any acrobatics checks for like the next 20 minutes.
Just feeling a little stiff, it's fine.
At least your shins didn't go up into your legs. It's fine.
No, I don't like that picture, Hannah. Don't like it.
I'm glad that we also got the shawl of life-keeping.
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds good.
We have a player that has 13 hit points.
Ooh.
They're like level 3.
Yeah.
And have 13 hit points. They're playing a spellcaster.
Okay.
But Robe of Life-keeping, you can charge it with 10 hit points before going to bed, and then you have 10 extra hit points, essentially.
That's nice.
Yeah, but that still means every night she's going to bed with 3 HP.
Hopefully she doesn't catch anything overnight.
Oh, gosh.
No more liquid boot.
That meal just didn't sit quite right, and she gets food poisoning. Oh, my God.
It wouldn't be the first time something's happened to her either.
It fits so well though, because her character, she's playing a witch, but she's basically, her description is a combination of like Baba Yaga and Yzma.
Gotcha.
So she's just bones.
Yep.
With like tissue paper on top of them.
Yep. That would be the result of that combination. Yes.
Just no bony, HP.
Bony old witch lady.
Just bony old witch lady. The weirdest character, and I love it so much. I approve of the witch. As someone who played a weird witch before, I approve of the weird witch. Somehow we always end up talking about RPGs.
Somehow.
It's almost like it's a shared interest or something.
Right.
Right.
Weird.
Weird. Weird. Weird. I don't know. There was no plan for this.
I don't know either.
It's fine. It's fine.
It is fine.
This is fine.
I will say I had a ton of fun doing all our crossover episodes these last few weeks. Yes. Those were like some of my favorites. Like,
yes.
Same.
I'm sad that it took us this so long to do crossover episodes.
We've been talking about it for a minute.
It just never everybody's never schedules were hard to figure out. Mm-hmm. Like that's everybody true. Had different recording schedules that they were able to do, which made crossovers really difficult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially with having to be like scheduling several weeks in advance.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
All of that nonsense. I have had so much fun with the crossover episode. So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody goes beyond this to start their own podcast, well, come on, I'll be a net guest. I love it.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, you can invite me. Like, I make no promises.
Right. I've been throwing around ideas. Like, Hal and I have been like, we should start a podcast again and, like, do, like, harken back to ye olden days of Underground Files and Underground do, like, Files, cryptids and stuff like that. Because, stuff's
fun.
We wanted to get Underground Files back going again so badly, and it just never happened because Hal has a weird schedule and Joy has a weird schedule and, like, someday.
One of these days.
Perghaps. Perghaps.
Warcaps? Sorry, that was a Star Wars. We're crossing over into totally different.
Hey, man. This is a nerd podcast.
Right.
Star Wars is allowed.
All nerds welcome.
Those porgs are absolutely welcome at the table.
Good. Yes. Good. Yes. They're real cute.
They are. Real weird little guys.
Real weird, obnoxious, cute little guys.
Puffins.
I bet they taste
They were puffins.
Delicious.
Oh.
Did you know that? So the island they filmed that on is filled with puffins.
Oh my god.
And puffins are endangered. So they weren't allowed to harass them off of set, so they had to film with the puffins present. So they made
porgs out of it.
So they made porgs.
I am so happy about this.
they were like, well, we have to do something with all of these birds. And
It's a good
I love it. I love it.
Porgs.
That makes them even better.
I know. I was delighted when I heard that.
Yeah, that definitely makes porgs, like, steps them up a whole tier in my mind.
Right? Actually. They weren't just, like, a weird little creature that they were like, you know what would be funny is if we just had hundreds of these.
If we just threw this thing in here.
If we just CGI'd all these little guys in here.
They were forced to create this creature.
Which is funny because a lot of people that I knew, like, that I know when it came out had a real problem with porgs.
Yeah.
And then they chilled out once they were like, oh, it's because they had to? Okay.
And see, I loved porgs from the beginning.
Same.
And then I found that out and I was like, this is even better.
I was a Chewbacca about it. I was ready to eat them. And then
such a grump.
They slowly but surely grew on me.
I was just like so enamored with them being like, I loved the idea that they were just like, this weird island needs wildlife. And what if we just made these weird little things to be wildlife on this island?
Yes.
Like just, it's just lore shit.
Yes.
It's just world building. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, no, we had to make porgs because
puffins.
And I was like, that's somehow even more
delightful.
Could
they not have chosen to film somewhere else?
Like, no, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure.
Or like a different time of year? Like maybe if they migrate somewhere else? Like,
well, I don't know. I feel like
if you're making a Star Wars movie, you probably have the budget to like pick which beach you want to film on.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling.
Which island?
Just how corporate executives work.
Oh, God.
I have a feeling that they saw pictures of this island. They went and visited it when puffins weren't really there. And they were like, this is the place we have. Like, this is where we're going to go. And they showed up to start setting up for filming. And they were like, why are there so many puffins?
I would believe that.
And the people, like the park rangers or whoever, was like, oh yeah, this is the time of year when puffins nest here.
You can't mess with them.
You can't mess with them because they're protected.
You will get plagued.
And they were like, hey, bud. On their phones, like, we have a problem, and the execs were like, make it work.
Okay, I could believe that.
Well, also,
and they're like, okay, well, we're gonna need, like, another, like, $200,000 of CGI
budget
for these birds, and they were like, whatever, it's Star Wars, we'll make a ton of money off of it, just do it.
We'll be able to merchandise them, it's fine.
Well, and depending on what countries you shoot in, like, that might be why they chose not to, is be, or, like, choose to shoot somewhere else, is depending
permits.
On what countries.
Yeah.
Permits, tax write-offs, okay. Like, things like that, where essentially you can be like, but we're showcasing how awesome your place is. Give us money.
Well, they also could have already signed a contract that they would have had to pay to back out of. There's like 100 different reasons.
I'm sure.
They might have also just assumed that they could just chase the birds offset and then found out they couldn't. And it's hard to chase birds away from where birds want to be.
Yeah,
birds are going to do what they want to do.
Especially in that number, they can be real persistent.
I just find it delightful.
It's delightful.
Puffins.
Puffins.
Puffin porks.
Puffin porks.
I love it.
I forgot that bit of trivia on our Star Wars episode.
Star Wars, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. At least Luke got to change to green milk instead of blue milk.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, you watched Bad Lip Reading? I'm Tired of Sipping on Blue Milk.
Oh, man. I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, yeah. And the most, so there, it's in Bushes of Love.
Okay. It's been a minute.
They make that reference. And then in the newest one, when we see Luke living on the island with the Porgs, mm-hmm. the creatures give him green milk now.
Yeah. Huh.
I think that they added that in as like a little nod to their community of being like, oh, all right. We'll move from blue milk to green milk.
To green milk.
Huh. Interesting.
Huh. I don't
know why that one stuck with me.
I don't know why that's
a weird thing.
That's cool. I haven't watched Bad Lip Reading in a minute. Like,
that was at the hype of both Corey and George doing Bad Lip Reading.
Gotcha.
And the Star Wars movie had just come out.
Gotcha.
Sure.
Yeah. It's been years since I've watched me some Bad Lip Reading.
I wish.
Lo siento. I wish. My heart goes out to you.
Drew, are you familiar with The Cat with Hands?
Oh, God.
That's one that I was introduced to recently, an old internet video.
Mm-hmm.
As in the cat that plays the piano with the hands?
No.
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 Yeah, unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, D&D it's the other so day, much worse. It's
so much worse.
It's like Salad Fingers, but...
But awfuler.
Apparently awfuler.
Even more bad.
I'm good then.
Yeah, that's kind of where I landed on it. I actually haven't watched it.
So we were sitting around talking, and Leah brought it up, and I was like, I have to know what this is about. And so I Googled it, and I pulled it up on my phone, and I got like less than 30 seconds into the video and went, nope, I've seen enough. And I just...
Cal made it about a minute and a half into the video, and watching his face while he was watching was... A journey. Like, and yeah. That was all I needed. I didn't, like, I thought about maybe watching it after that, but I didn't get to it.
It's like a UK early internet.
Too many cooks.
Yeah, just
semi-horror,
awful, weird photoshopping, just bad.
No. No, I think my biggest YouTube rabbit hole of horror stuff is currently Backrooms.
I mean, Backrooms is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Kyle showed it to me randomly like 6 months ago, and now he just keeps track for when new stuff comes out for me, being like, hey, this was from the original guy who did this. And I'm like, yeah, let's watch more of that.
Yeah. The original Backrooms is phenomenal.
Has it changed over?
A lot of people do backroom stuff now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's gotten so popular. And there's so many like weird liminal spaces similar to the backrooms that lend themselves.
Okay.
I thought about doing backroom stuff up here for
makes
a while.
Sense. That makes sense.
Because it's...
Could totally fit that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with like how serpentine and maze-like all of our stuff is, it would be super easy to cut, edit, and just have it seem to be endless rows of books.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the original Backrooms is super, super great. A lot of people have done amazing things with it, but the original, like, creator of the Backrooms lore and stuff.
And it's all animated, which is the crazy thing. Like, when you watch it, he's taken some real time to, like, make it all feel like it's through almost VCR hand cams. And so it's got that, like, mild graininess to it. But there are some scenes where characters roll up on, like, bodies. And I was like, Is that CGI? Or is that just really good makeup?
Right.
And so it's like, no, this dude does it all through, and it's this super basic animation program, technically, and he's just sat there and ground away at figuring out how to make it work. And so it's really crazy the quality that they put out without using this like crazy expensive stuff.
Yeah. Well, I've talked about it before. My buddy Need for Steve is doing a Backrooms adjacent, like, ARG thing. And I love his stuff with... Because he does it all, he records it all, and then edits it. And he does a lot of it without... Like, there's been a few of his videos that he's done where he's done solid shoot videos where he doesn't edit. He just has extra people helping him out. So, like,
cool.
He can, like, turn a corner. They rearrange something, like, quick change, and he comes back, and it's... a new setting.
That's awesome.
Which is super cool. But the place that he's recording in looks like the Backrooms.
Yeah.
It's super creepy. just tan walls, weird yellow carpet, fluorescent lights, just endless corridors and hallways and abandoned office spaces.
Oh,
and
fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot like Stanley Parable stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
That's the name of that game. We were trying to remember the last time we talked about this.
Stanley Parable, which is also a great horror game if anybody likes horror games. I mean, it's like psychological / horror / backrooms / awful.
See, I enjoy the horror genre, but I hate horror games.
So Stanley Parable doesn't have any like jump scares or like that kind of stuff to it. It's more just
super heavy.
You're stuck in the back rooms. The way that it works is you keep playing until you either get stuck or you die, and then the game resets to the beginning. Like, not like start a new game. It's the same playthrough. It just resets, and you have to like, you can change what you did and try different things, and things will change. The layout changes, the office numbers change, sometimes you get different markings on the floors and stuff. It just kind of shuffles everything together.
Okay.
And so every playthrough is like a little different, and you're trying to get to the end and find your way out. And
okay.
There's a weird narrator that mocks you as you go.
Yeah.
It's the jump scary ones.
Yeah, Stanley Parable isn't jump scare. It's a little more, I don't know. Mild, like eerie, psychological, eerie. Like, yeah, it's, I'd say eerie.
Okay. Like Amnesia, I don't know if any of you played
Amnesia. Oh man, Amnesia.
I
can't do
it. I literally had to stop playing because I was just, I would not progress. Like, I could not, I didn't want to move my character any further.
I can't play horror games with jump scares and like things like that. I want to play games to have fun. I don't want to be upset about games.
Yep, I don't want to be anxious while I'm playing the game. Like, it's one thing to feel like my heart rate goes.
Yeah, because it's one thing to be tense for a little while, but
I don't want to be anxious.
I don't play games to be scared.
Yes,
I don't mind having elements in a game that occasionally like,
But
like, I don't want to play a game that the whole point of it is to make me scared.
Yeah,
that's actually why I've been looking at buying Resident Evil Village.
Yeah,
as I've watched enough playthroughs, and they're not as jump scary as they were towards, especially like the 2-4 section was really jump scary, because that was when jump scares were getting really big again. And
they
then,
had their moment.
And in the last few, it's like a few cell levels that have one or two in them themselves, and then a few like later down the road. But a lot of it's supposed to be this, what's supposed to be scary is the, you're in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With such little in your hands that it's meant to just be, there are so many people around you that's the stressful part, versus them trying to like jump out and spook you. They're like, no, we just want to make you feel stressed for a while.
Yeah.
if I want to get like a horror game fix, I just go watch my buddies on Twitch play horror games.
Yeah.
I don't play them at home. Yeah. I just watch people play them. I'm like, you can be on screen.
Yep.
I still
then
have.
It's more like a horror movie, and I don't have to be like directly engaging
it's
with
that
it.
It's the same
way.
It's like, I'm the one that has to actually move forward.
Exactly.
Right now,
like, I would really rather just watch and be a passive participant here.
Well, and then if something gets a little too heavy for me, I can just go do something else for a little bit, and then I can come back.
Exactly.
You know, that 10 second forward button becomes a lot more handy.
Yeah. No. I think we're about at time.
Okay.
Cool.
But Drew, Carrie, Sarah, it's been so much freaking fun.
So much fun.
It's been great.
I've had a blast the last almost 3 years getting to sit down. Yeah, on a regular basis. And
before we move on totally, because we haven't talked very much about books, I just have to.
Okay, Sarah.
Sarah's priority.
Sarah,
I
have to.
The books, yep.
She'll just interrupt me at any point. I know you're soft-spoken.
I just, because I've been reading Camp Damascus by Chuck Tingle.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And it's a horror novel. It's so creepy. It's got like, it's about a conversion camp in Montana. It's like got demon possession and like a bunch of it's so good.
Chuck Tingle.
Yeah.
Camp Damascus. Chuck Tingle writes a lot of stuff.
Yes, he does. Most of
in a very
creepy.
Specific genre.
Yeah.
Camp Damascus is not that genre.
No.
It's like so really you should read it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's very good. I'm having a lot of fun. So
I need to pick that one up. Mm-hmm. I have that on my list of like capital books I need, like all caps lock.
Yeah.
Camp Damascus, Chuck Tingle, 100%.
100%.
Books. Mm-hmm. Books.
Books.
That was really the only thing I wanted to talk about, because I'm in the middle of it. I'm almost done. It's really, really good.
Nice.
And, yeah.
That's amazing.
I've been reading a book called Samir, the Seller of Dreams.
Ooh.
I really like it. It's a young adult novel by Danielle Nayiri is his last name.
Ooh.
And it's basically a Silk Road story. So, a merchant in... semi-ancient Middle East, and he picks up this kid who had been kicked out of his monastery, and it's all about their journey and their friendship, and it's a really fun book. I am very much enjoying it.
Dope.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Figured I'd add that book plug while we're on that topic. I'm sneaking in at the end of the episode here.
I'm about to pick up... Shackleton's Lost Men, which is a non-fiction story, a book about Shackleton's expedition to Antarctica. So
that's cool.
Fine.
Yeah, Shackleton's boat journey, which is just a very short expose on Shackleton and his. It's like diary entries, like from his journal about the expedition and like the things that happened.
Yeah,
is one of my favorite books. Nonfiction books.
Yeah.
It just, he's a very charismatic person. It's a very fun read considering that it's nonfiction. Like, normally that kind of stuff reads dry to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I loved that. And I just happened to find this one out on the shelf. And I was like, I'm going to grab that because I would love to learn more about the, you know, Shackleton and all that stuff. It's fun. I don't know.
Heck yeah.
Sounds neat.
Except for the part where they have to eat the sled dogs. That's really sad.
Dogs need plot armor, y'all. Even in real life.
Even in real life. It didn't turn into the Dahmer party.
Cool.
So, you know, it's fine. Saved a shocking amount of his crew, despite the odds. So
we like hearing that.
Yeah.
We like those kinds.
It's rad.
It's rad.
Narratives. Yeah.
Books.
That reminds me, because like I'm listening to a nonfiction book right now called Tremors in the Blood.
Ooh.
Which is actually, it's a... history of the like invention and of the lie detector.
Oh,
it's actually really interesting. Cool. Like
that would be an interesting,
that would be
really
interesting,
because it was like from somebody's like journals about how they thought that lies would cause like increase in like certain body functions or whatever, and that he called the tremors in the blood or whatever. And then this guy who's a police officer in like the early 1900s like found his stuff, and it was like an older work, so he didn't really have any like scientific backing and like his theories or whatever, but he just was like, oh, I wonder what we could do with that or whatever. And so he like started hooking up like blood pressure cuffs to people and just like
testing
stuff like that.
I mean, still not admissible in court, but
I mean,
I was literally just about to add that, like, you can't use them in court, but they do get used pretty frequently.
Even the guy who invented them had, as he was inventing them and doing all these scientific tech testings, had his own misgivings about their usage and stuff too, because like people who just get nervous taking the test can,
you mean like me?
Yeah.
So
yeah, anyway, it's get very super nervous answering questions by people in positions of authority. Just like
imagine
guys. It's been so much fun.
It's been so fun.
I was going to say it's been real. It's been fun. And it has been real fun. just because I needed Drew to make that face
one more time. He's made it so often.
We're going to miss that face.
Right. I'm not going to get a chance to do this.
Except not for as every often other anyway. Monday when you do this.
That's different.
It's just not that's the same when there's time. Not a microphone.
That's me being a character, not me being a character. I gotta do it.
It's in and out of game, you know it.
I know. It's who I am as a person. Who am I if not funny?
I don't know.
I'm terrible without a studio audience.
Yeah.
Insert laugh track here. And thank you, listeners, for 6 years and change of listening to our collective nonsense. Supporting us from the get-go, sticking with us through cast changes and COVID nonsense and having to shut shows down and
restart other shows and
our weird Discord recordings that we had to do.
Oh my god, I had forgotten about those.
Man, it has been a wild ride. And we are glad that you have been here with us.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate all of you who have supported us on Patreon.
Thank you.
For so weirdly long.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed the postcards. You know who you are.
Plucky sidekick still plucking away.
Plucky sidekick still kicking away. Donnie, if you're listening to this episode and you're still here at the end of it, dude, you're a rock star. Mm-hmm. And we miss you so much all the time. We strived to live up to your level of excellence and you know, I think we did an okay job, but nobody can ever match that.
We did our best.
We did our level fucking best.
She'll bleep that one for herself later.
I don't know. I might leave it just for old time's sake. Just one F-bomb to carry us out into the vast seas.
Go out with a bang, right?
Yeah. Go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Check us out. Some of us are in places doing things.
Find us. I'm sure you can.
We're around.
Drew streams on Twitch and maybe YouTube. You can find him there. And I do stuff on Twitch and maybe YouTube.
I don't.
Sometimes do book stuff on Instagram. I do.
Yeah. I mean, we're around.
Find us.
We're around. And you can come into the store and talk with some of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me, I don't exist. I hide in the corner.
And I hide
upstairs.
He's
also around. He's just, you know.
Where am I?
Whoa. See, that's a real question. Existential. Schrodinger's Drew. Hey.
So I guess for the very, very last time, we'll, you know, close the cabinet.
Maybe.
Shut a book.
Yep.
I don't know. End a story.
Schrodinger's podcast?
Schrodinger's podcast.
Jam it into a cabinet. Figure out whether it's real or not.
Take everything, crumple it together, jam it in a cabinet.
Don't think about it.
Don't think about it. Too hard.
Or think about it.
Or think about it.
Or don't. You know, it might be there, it might not. It doesn't matter.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And with that, we're out of here.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Or something.
Or something. Whatever.
We've never been good at logging. It's never been
my start now.
Why start now? We could just be bad at it forever.
We could just,
exactly. Just go off into the quiet of the night.
Let's finish things how we started.
Exactly.
Chaotic consistency.
That's it.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.